morning, Oiseau.
Good morning, Renu. So today we are Friday, 6th March.
So 2015.
Correct.
Summer is beginning.
Andrea is not here.
And Andrea is not here. He's in Bangalore. Hopefully the climate is still cool. And hopefully he's getting better as we speak. Relaxing, breathing deeply. And whatever they all do in Jindal, we'll find out from him when he comes back next week.
Okay, good. So this week you have some information, maybe very important news to give to us. Maybe, the Chennai Festival. You have some update about that?
I happen to have here Auroville Festival in Chennai. I have the event program, and so I'm going to start in March. So from March 4th, Saturday, March 21st, there's an exhibition, a Dakshinachitra, that's on the way to Mahabalipuram. Mm-hmm. And on Thursday, March 5th to Saturday, March 14th, there is going to be at the Sarala Art Center an exhibition, Auroville United. Here there will be an exhibition of paintings, photography, sculpture, Ange, Charu, Emmanuel, Lali, Ireno.
All the team.
All of the team. And in Dakshinachitra, it is...
You don't know exactly.
No, I think it's Marco. Yeah, Marco and Adil. On Friday, they will be at Art House in Chennai. Will be Pierre Legrand. Exhibition will have mainly paintings, acrylic on mesh. That is on Kasturi Rangan Street in Alwarpet, Chennai. Then on March 7th, there's a reading, My Burning Heart, in collaboration with NIFT. Mogan will be reading an adaptation of Satpram's books.
Oh.
So that will be at the NIFT campus. Saturday, March 7th, there's a concert by Auroville's Children Choir, and that is going to be at the Muthu Venkata Subba Rao Concert Hall on Shenstone Park, Harrington Road. And that's at 7:30 to 9. So that's a big choir. There's a lot of people going, and so that's this Saturday, March 7th. On March 8th, for example, there is the exhibition on Auroville with text and photographs. There too, you will find Oak has been putting that up together with Mark.
Okay.
There you will find Chloe's radio box that she has made with the various interviews by Aurovillians, and people will be able to put headphones on and listen to the interviews. Also, upon entering into the exhibition, Chloe has done a soundscape with all the birds in Auroville from morning to evening that will be going on a loop. So when you enter in, you're just like assaulted by the nature sounds of Auroville.
Good news, yeah.
That's all in Lalit Kala Academy. Then the exhibition goes on, ceramic painting on March 14th to April 20th at the Gallery Veda.
Anyway, there is a program, no? I suppose there is something for people if you want to know exactly where it is.
There's an ethical market that's happening near Amethyst, which I will be going up to. There is an Auroville Unending Education, which is seminar, workshops, and lectures. And that will be, that's Komali Clown, that's Fifth, who works with Hamish, doing the clowns for medical clowning. So she's going to be doing a workshop too. So, you know, there's really a potpourri of events and things.
It's what I said, there is a program, I suppose, somewhere.
Yeah, but this program is not obvious everywhere. Look, on March 14th, there's also going to be an ATB, Awareness Through the Body, workshop, and that's going to be at a place called Simply Living on Maslimani Road.
Yes, of course, Madame Renaud, but what to do if we want to know, to have more information?
I think you have to go online. There's a Facebook site. I think there's an Auroville Outreach. Auroville Outreach has put out a site. So, yes, you can look on Facebook. You can look at Auroville Festival in Chennai or What is Auroville Online, and I'm sure you'll get the details of what is happening, when, and at what time, and where.
Thank you. Oh, finally, we managed to have some news about this famous festival in Chennai. Other news about this beginning of the summer, maybe?
beginning of the summer.
You realize that in less than 2-3 days, suddenly the temperature changed, all the weather.
Indeed, it got much hotter, it's much more dusty. Still, the tourists are all here, but eventually they will slowly also be going to cooler climes.
So Oroville will
become a little bit more quiet. And it definitely looks like it's going to be a hot year. So
you like when Oroville is quiet, huh, apparently?
Yeah, I do. You know, I like both things. And in fact, I wanted to talk to you about this, Wazo. You know, there's a petition going around about the volunteer contribution. I feel a little bit conflicted because, of course, I want Oroville to be completely generous and great for everybody. And maybe Oroville should only be a place where people have something to give to Oroville. But, you know, the economy, I have a little conflict because there's the way it is now, it's not every Orovillian is maintained.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of this money that comes in through the tourist industry is also going in to help maintain Orovillians and help them live here and do the work that they do, which may not necessarily bring in income, like teaching and other service-oriented jobs. So my question is, like, you know, I don't think one solution fits everything. And I think, you know, perhaps more information on the exact economic situation of Oroville would be helpful. Because as you know, a third are independent, a third are dependent on Oroville, and maybe a third are doing business and managing themselves and contributing to Oroville. But then a huge amount of people come, and so a huge amount of our energy goes into supporting an infrastructure for tourism, guests, and people to come. And I wonder sometimes, what about the business of building Oroville? What about the business of being here and building this society and doing the things that this society
you
needs?
You wonder that only sometime.
No, all the time. But I'm wondering what is the balance between us working on the project of Oroville and us working on the project of hosting? Or are they both the same thing? What do you think?
Well, I completely agree with you.
In what way?
I don't know. this morning.
See, when I get precise questions.
Yeah, you know, you try to know it. I will not speak today. You know, it's your day today. But, I realized about the water situations. You have some information about that?
I do. I do have a water situation. Recently, David Stein, who's been working at L'Avenir d'Oroville, sent out a letter in which he really reiterated the fact that, I mean, he had been working a lot on the Greenbelt Master Plan. And water seems to be obviously very critical. And he really feels like the situation needs to be addressed, and it needs to be addressed on all levels. It needs to be addressed at the planning level, how we conceptualize Oroville, and what we do next. And that would then also go further into how we deal with the government outside, how we deal with our environment, what will happen to the village. I mean, if there's no water, there's no life.
Go ahead.
So obviously something's going to happen.
So
I think there should be a response to David, and I think everybody in Oroville will agree that this is a priority. The question is who and how and what conversation needs to be had in Oroville so that this thing can actually happen, and that we realize, no, water is a priority. We need to plan around the water. Design has to fit in with a concern that is essential concern. The design is not there as a thing on its own. The design has to follow something that makes sense and then be made aesthetic.
Very nice, very nice. So, maybe it's time also to give some information about the Inuksuk. Hear something about that?
I think the Inuksuk,
happened there?
Christian came here and he said that the water tap had been put in, and I think L'Avenir is taking up the fencing issue because instead of they realized, like, you know, they had to fence the larger area. You know, by the way, that there's been drinking and problems around the Tibetan Pavilion for years. This is nothing new. So their idea is, because there's also a local pathway that goes through, is to fence off certain areas, leave the pathway, so because people take that walking shortcut back to the village, but fence maybe three sections of the, because it's too big to do one, it'll just get broken all the time. So maybe just fence off sections and start protecting it, and they're planting some protection and things like that.
You follow the story, huh?
Yeah, a little bit, just a little bit. Not
so
much.
Maybe you follow also all these retreat events.
Not at all, and I really regret that I don't know much enough about it. I think Oroville has been incredibly engaged in it, and a lot has been going on, but I actually have no idea about what the tangible results are. I saw that in the youth center when we went, they were getting ideas. I know that, you know, there's been seminars on the environment, seminars on the bioregion, seminars on governance. I personally couldn't participate in anything. I felt this year to step back a little bit. I've had my own health issues and my urticaria, my allergy on my skin. Oh, so okay. I'm just taking it easy. So I have no idea, sorry to say. How about you? Did you get any echoes?
About the retreat?
Yeah.
No, I don't feel necessary this kind of events.
You don't feel they're necessary?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's necessary for some people, but for me it was okay. I hear something about the China's events.
I was really excited about the whole face mask.
Yeah, because all the time you said to me, let's go there. I said no, and finally I was right, no?
Well, it seems there was mixed reviews. Yeah, some people thought that it was a rather shallow kind of event. Yeah, I have no idea. I can't comment on that. So I was not there.
Ah, so you have nothing to say?
No, but many people said it wasn't so great.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So finally we finish with something like that.
Not so great. No, let's talk about other things. Let's talk about...
Maybe you have some news about the sludge situations.
No, again, I would like to... maybe there would be a possibility of some land open somewhere else. But I was just walking into the town hall this morning and I met one of the farmers and I told him, you know, you guys should open up to the sludge. You should come and visit it. Come and see it in Forkhammers and what it's doing. For 12 years, they had it in the botanical garden. And they were using it as compost. I'm really encouraging farmers to stop being so afraid of it, but I don't know. The thing about the sludge is it can't be too far away because you can't be driving it for hours away. That's just not feasible. And I don't know, you know, tomatoes are growing in it, it doesn't stink. I don't know, I'm not having a problem.
I have to go to TDC to see what's happened, but what's happened with TDC, we don't know also, no? We have no news about TDC. We have some news about TDC.
Nothing confirmed. Nothing to add to that.
Okay, so we did a little bit around Oroville update news or what?
A little bit. What's your impression, general impression of Oroville these days, Wazo?
Oh, my personal impression is, in fact, I am more in my forest actually. During the seasons, I stay in the forest more, so I don't know, I don't go too much out, I don't go to see too much show or cultural events.
Do you feel that if you're just working in your forest and doing your work, that is enough collective participation?
Enough, I'm not sure. At least we have to take care of the land. It's all the notion of how to be a steward.
How do you feel the collective is doing, Wazo? Like, what do you feel like? Is there a collective entity in Oroville? Is there a collective culture? Where do you feel like we are in this precise point of our evolution right now?
I will tell you. But I think it will be the next topic of the net of the next of the CAF. Correct?
Yeah. Where we're at?
Yeah.
Okay.
So finally, we can say today that effectively we know nothing, but we manage to say something.
Huh? After all.
Our boss, Andrea, can say nothing. We did our off the cuff.
Well, we forgot something important. You mentioned our boss, Andrea.
Yeah.
So that reminds me. Oh. We would like all our listeners and our friends to consider contributing to the Oroville Radio. The information is available on the Oroville Radio site. And we really look forward to your contributions. The summer is coming and we would like to put air conditioner into this office to save our equipment and ourselves.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be the next big expense. And we really look forward to your participation and help.
And the email is
oroville.org/donate.
Bye-bye. Bon accom. Au revoir. Ciao. Bye-bye. Bye.